President Trump has nominated William Barr, who was George H.W. Bush's former attorney general, to be his attorney general. He's also named former Fox News journalist Heather Nauert to be U.N. ambassador.
And lots of developments are expected today in the Russia investigation. So let's bring in our Friday roundtable. Joining us today, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
And also NPR White House reporter Ayesha Rascoe. Hi, Ayesha.
Hello.
Okay, let's start with the staff changes that happened today or got announced today at the White House. This was the president leaving the White House this morning praising William Barr.
A brilliant man. I did not know him until recently when I went through the process of looking at people. And he was my first choice from day one, respected by Republicans and respected by Democrats.
Okay, so Rick, we've been spending a lot of time this week talking about George H.W. Bush. Interesting timing that President Trump would name his attorney general to be Trump's attorney general.
A remarkable connection and a rare connection between the H.W. Bush alums and President Trump. He is reaching back to an establishment figure in the party, someone who I presume will have a relatively easy time being confirmed in the Senate. But it should be noted that some of the things he's said and written recently might suggest the real reason that President Trump is interested. He has suggested that the Mueller probe has gone off track. He wrote an op-ed that defended his right to fire the FBI director, James Comey, who happens to be testifying on Capitol Hill today. So you can imagine why President Trump may see that resume rise to the top of the pile.
Well, Ayesha, Patrick Leahy, a Senate Democrat, has praised Barr as somebody who could get confirmed. What are you hearing?
It does seem like because he is an establishment kind of conventional Republican who is very well known and respected, especially in Republican circles, that he could get confirmed. But he will face some tough questions about what he has said about the Mueller probe. And also, did he guarantee or tell the president that he would not recuse himself from the special counsel as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions did, and that is what angered President Trump so much. So what type of discussions did they have about recusal? And so you're going to have Barr having to answer those questions.
So let's go from the potentially incoming to the potentially outgoing. There are reports today that Chief of Staff John Kelly is going to either resign or be fired any day now. We have, of course, heard that before. I wonder, Rick, if you can tell us if there's any reason to believe it'll happen this time around.
Our reporting at ABC News is that he is expected to be replaced in the coming days. Question about how the timing of that. But there has been reporting around this in the past. We do believe, though, he will be replacing his chief of staff. Look, it's a time of frustration. I don't think there's any question in the minds of the president. He's showing us on Twitter every day how that is. It is notable that Kelly was brought in to clean up, bring more orderly process to the White House. And I think a lot of people would say he succeeded in that. But he also inherited, in addition to that process, a very chaotic president who continues to do his own bidding around these things. And he'll leave with a legacy of not having changed that much at all.
Ayesha, it's still a work in progress, the new Trump White House. But what is it taking shape as? What is it looking like?
You're going to have people that have shown that they can be loyal to the president and people that are basically able to understand what President Trump wants and what is most important to him. I don't think that President Trump wants to be curtailed. He wants to be allowed to be himself. And you've kind of seen that on the communication side when they brought in Communications Director Bill Shine. You've seen a lot more of President Trump just being out there talking and being himself. But President Trump is known for kind of liking people, really, you know, engaging with them and saying they're the greatest and then kind of turning on them. He said he was very happy with Kelly and that was one of his generals, but now they've fallen out. So it seems like even those people, whoever's brought into this position, may be popular for a bit, but it's a question of how long can you last in this White House where President Trump is pretty he can change his mind pretty quickly.
Okay, let's get to the Mueller investigation because this is supposed to be a big week for the investigation. Court filings due today will indicate whether prosecutors think Trump legal fixer Michael Cohen deserves prison time for lying about how long talks to develop a Trump Tower in Moscow went on during the 2016 campaign. And in a different court, prosecutors will reveal what former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort lied about that caused the collapse of his plea deal last month. There was a Trump tweet storm about this morning. Rick, what do you think the White House is thinking about all of this? And are they expecting something big to happen, which a lot of people have been saying for months now, but is it going to happen now?
There is sheer panic in President Trump's tone around what is about to happen. And the best they can hope for are a lot of redactions, like we saw in the Michael Flynn memo earlier this week. But even in those between those dark lines, there was so much that isn't known that suggests that Mueller is going in new directions. And now for him to detail the cooperation with Michael Cohen and what kind of information he's getting there, we've only heard from Cohen's side on that. And the lack of cooperation on the Manafort side, the question of who Manafort might have been trying to protect by clamming up, by seeing that cooperation agreement collapse. Those will be fascinating, but it is up to Mueller how much he tells us now versus saves for later. It is a cat and mouse game being played at a very high level.
Aisha, is the Mueller report going to come out before Christmas, you think?
I don't know, but I would be very surprised. It seems like Mueller is not necessarily winding up. If anything, it seems like there is more being discovered as we go along, and so much that we in the public don't know about. And so it doesn't seem like this is a process that is headed towards a very quick conclusion. And that may be what President Trump is so upset about. He keeps saying, this shouldn't happen to me. I'd be doing so much better if this wasn't going on, this investigation. Mm-hmm.
James Comey is testifying today. The former FBI director is, and he would only testify behind closed doors on the condition that his testimony be released to the public. And I guess that's supposed to happen within 24 hours. What are we looking for in that? What are we expecting to hearing and to be hearing through the testimony?
Well, we're already hearing from some Republicans that he's not answering all the questions. This, to me, is really a last gasp of the Republican majority. The questions that they have for James Comey, we're told going in, are really about the Clinton email investigation, not about obstruction of justice, not about his brief tenure under President Trump or his firing by President Trump. So they're looking backwards. And you, as you said, we're going to see the testimony come up transcript form in the next day or two. We're already hearing complaints from Republicans that there aren't complete answers, which I think is about to be expected. They're treating Comey as basically a hostile witness.
I wonder if we can pivot to the economy now. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow went on CNBC to praise Donald Trump's handling of the economy. Let's hear what he had to say.
I think you're going to see the budget deficit come way down as a share of GDP because of faster economic growth. I mean, you know, we're in a really good spot here, if you ask me.
And there were figures out that the U.S. added today 155,000 jobs in November, hiring slowing modestly. Aisha, how nervous is the White House about the stock market turmoil of this past week? It was way up and way down.
I think any White House would be very concerned, and this White House especially, because part of what President Trump has campaigned on and said, kind of promoted about himself, is that he has been great for the economy. And when you look at the economy, it has been doing really well. But with all of this uncertainty around trade and around other issues, there is a concern that it's affecting the market. So the question is, does the White House then take that? And in these negotiations with China, do they try to harder to reach a deal and to find some type of agreement to at least remove that uncertainty from the market? But we'll see, because China and the U.S. have been going back and forth for a long time now.
I thought you were going to say that there was a special concern in this White House about the stock market because there are so many billionaires in the administration that probably have a lot of investments themselves, even though they're probably not supposed to be looking at those or they're not supposed to be handling them on a day-to-day basis. But let's face it, there are a lot of rich people in this White House.
And maybe they're insulated from the ups and downs. Look, this is a dicey area, and it's something that's privately giving concern to people around President Trump, Republican strategists who are looking forward to the reelection. They know that his political appeal has been based on his vision and his views on the economy. And if the economy stumbles, that's a major blow. And the fact that this trade war now seems like it is just heating up with China, Wall Street not believing the assurances that they're getting from the president, in addition to overall signs of the economy maybe slowing, there are a lot of problems. problem areas on the horizon.
I want to ask about one more thing, which is, you know, we've been watching what's happening in North Carolina and this last possible seat that the Democrats could pick up. We've been talking a lot this week about President George H.W. Bush, president number 41. It is now possible that 41 could be the number of seats that Democrats picked up in the midterms, which would be a huge blue wave. Aisha, what do you think of that? It just continues.
It would be a huge deal. And of course, that's what President Trump doesn't want to focus on. He wants to focus on the gains in the Senate. But it's a huge deal for the Democrats, who were coming off of this huge loss in 2016. And now they kind of have this momentum for them. They have these huge pickups and gains in the House. And they can really say that there was a blue wave and that they were able to kind of run against what President Trump was saying, and that now they can do the investigations and things that they want to do to kind of bring some accountability to the White House.
It's Aisha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter. We've also been speaking with Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.